Namaste, everybody. Welcome to Kosha Yin. I'll briefly go over the koshas so that you know the basic understanding of them, which I know we've already covered, but we'll be diving through the five koshas. The Anamaya Kosha is the physical layer, Pranamaya Kosha, the energetic or breath layer, Manamaya Kosha, the mind layer, Vyanamaya Kosha, the wisdom, and Anandamaya layer, the bliss body. So we'll be covering the first three within postures, and the last two will be done in Shavasana as well as meditation. And I'll be guiding you as to when to go to the next layer for a little bit of pause and noticing. And before we start, I wanted to go briefly over the three tenets of yin so that you know them ahead of time and we can dive right into the kosha side of things. So three tenets of yin, the first is that you resolve to come to your appropriate edge, your edge of range of motion, your emotional edge. Not pressing yourself beyond what your body naturally allows. Yin is not the time to be like, hey, can I put my forehead to the floor? Just allow your body to be wherever it is and know that that's where the benefits take place. For some, poses may feel quite intense. For others, they may be little or no sensation. For those that feel it quite intensely, avoid pinching, burning, and stabbing sensations. So if you can usually point with one finger to, I feel the pose here, not ideal. You're looking for a generalized ache if you're going to have sensation. If you don't have sensation, you're welcome to wave me over and see if we can make some adjustments. But oftentimes, if you don't have sensation, you're getting energetic benefits anyways. Not really having to worry about the strong sensation. So it's more the sensation of pain that I'm wanting to avoid above anything else. Second tenet is that we resolve to find stillness. Stillness of the body, the mind, and the breath. Doesn't mean you can't move. Move as you see fit. But like all things with yoga, move with awareness. Take a moment, pause. If there's pinching, burning, or stabbing, come out right away. If you are wanting to move for another reason, take a moment to examine that. See what that feels like. See if it is your mind saying, no, 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 no. No, we can't go down this rabbit hole today. Okay? If it's your body saying, I don't really want to be here right now. Okay. And you always get to make the choice whether you ease out of the pose entirely or partially, or whether you stay in it. It's completely your choice, always. Stillness of the breath is an invitation to find an even breath. Whether you want to have a very soft ujjayi, whether you want to have your inhales and exhales be of the same length, perhaps the exhale slightly longer than the inhale, your choice. Go with whatever breath feels natural to you that you can continually come back to when needed. And finally, stillness of the mind, we will talk about a fair bit in the Manamaya Kosha, but this is the invitation for mindfulness. Noticing moment to moment what arises. And then the last tenet is that we resolve to stay here for a while. We'll be staying in poses roughly 4 to 5 minutes. Not 45, but 425. Just one pose for the whole class. So that said, your internal timer is significantly more accurate than mine. So if at any point you feel as though, nope, I'm done, I usually equate it to when you're cooking meat. Some people like it rare, some people like it medium, some people like it really well cooked. I feel it's the same thing with yin, that it might be a bad analogy, but where you feel like, nope, I'm good. And in the style of yin that I teach, we come into a mini shavasana in between each side or each posture. So if ever you need to come out of a pose early, then just make your way into mini shavasana. It can be done back or belly. Usually if I make a suggestion as to which, it's simply because the next pose will be done from that side of the body. You are always more than welcome to override. Any questions before we start? Okay. Bring your hands to heart center. Take a moment to scan your body from head to tailbone. Already working to direct the energy in a downward motion. Sense into any thoughts that already begin to arise. Acknowledge the thoughts for their presence. And dive deeper into the breath. Notice the quality of the breath as it travels. Where does it begin? Does it have an end? Cleansing breath in through the nose and out through the mouth. And inhale to one Om. Transition directly into butterfly pose. Bring the soles of your feet together. Allow the knees to drop open. Take a moment here noticing sensations within the body. Maybe even take a moment to run your hands up the legs. Becoming aware of the physical body, the Anamaya Kosha, the container. You're welcome to move your hands as you see fit. If you do want to come into complete stillness, then feel free to do so. Maybe even consider rocking forwards, making your way into a slightly more forward aspect. And when you've arrived at your capacity, then allow the head to relax down, relaxing the muscles in the neck. And take a moment to explore the physical body. Sense into all of the areas that you feel connected to the earth. All of the areas where body connects to body. See if without moving around, you can feel where your skin lies.
notice what happens.
When you bring your awareness to stillness of the body, is there a sense of resistance? Is there a sense of knowing where your body lies in space? Into the physical body. Notice any sensations that arise in the physical body, the Anamaya Kosha. And if you need to, label them pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral. Continually bring the awareness to the body. Notice areas of love, of tension. Take a deep breath in through your nose and let it go through your mouth. Deep breath in, let it go. Deep breath in, let it go. Slowly walk your hands into an upright position. Take as much time as you need or want. Reach down to either side of your knees and help them come together. Shift to the middle of your mat and come down onto your back into your first mini shavasana. Bring your hands or your awareness to your lower belly. Notice the physical sensations of the belly beneath your hands. Sense into the knowing that you have the ability to create your own physical safety net. Repeat in your head, may I be grateful for my physical body. Thank you. when you feel ready. And know that you can always catch up to us later if you want to stay in your mini Shavasana longer, or perhaps you want to stay in mini Shavasana the entire length of the class. It's completely your choice. But when you do feel ready, bring your knees into your chest and rock from side to side. And when you feel ready, drop your knees over to the left. Perhaps you may need to shift your hips to the right. Maybe you need to wrap your top leg around your bottom leg. Back remains on the ground. Arms can go to wherever you feel they will most assist you. Perhaps that is, if you have the room, in a T. Maybe it's cactus arms. Maybe your hands need to go somewhere on your own body. Notice the physical body, the Anamaya Kosha. Notice all the points of contact with the earth or with props. Notice what it feels like to be in a twist. Anytime your mind begins to wander and take over, which it likely will, the invitation is to continually return the awareness to your body. If closing down the eyes is comforting to you, then I invite you to do so. If it creates unpleasant sensations, then feel free to leave your eyes open. Maybe finding a soft place where you can rest your gaze. deep breath in through the nose. Let it go through the mouth. Deep breath in. Let it go. One more. As slowly as you can, lift your knees all the way back up to center. Make any movement your body desires. Eventually find your way into a place of stillness, whatever that looks like for you. Bring your hands or your awareness to your lower belly. Notice the physical sensations of the belly. Is it heavy or light? Warm or cool? Is it void of sensation? Just noticing. When you feel ready, bring your knees into your chest and rock from side to side, or however feels best to move in between. And again, when you feel ready, drop your knees over to the right. Maybe wrap your top leg around your bottom leg. Maybe shift your hips to the left. Notice whether you can begin to sense deeper into the physical body. Can you feel your joints, your ligaments, your bones? Can you feel the muscles? There is no right or wrong. This is just an exploration. Notice when your mind wanders. And see if you can direct it back to the physical body. Take a deep breath into your nose, let it go through your mouth. Deep breath in, let it go. One more. Slowly rise the knees all the way back up to center. Feel free to make any movement your body speaks to. Eventually find your way into your next mini shavasana. You're always welcome should you desire to keep your knees bent during your mini shavasanas. And to finish and process the physical layer, we will make the sound ah, almost like honeybee breath, but with an ah sound. So first take a deep breath in through your nose and let it go through your mouth. And inhale. Notice the vibrational effect on the cells of your body as you move into the energetic or pranic layer, the pranamaya kosha, where we begin to realize that our body is just a physical container. And whether you feel the koshas go outwards or inwards, there is more on either side. When you feel ready, bring your knees into your chest, rock from side to side. And however works best for you, make your way up to a seated, then hands and knees, then onto the belly. Bring the elbows underneath the shoulders to come into Sphinx. If this is too intense a back bend for you, most people will tend to bring their elbows back, but my request is that you bring your elbows farther forwards. This keeps the integrity of the shoulders in line and still allows for the back bend to occur. If it's not strong enough and you feel the need, you are more than welcome to press up into seal. And the closer that you walk your hands into your body, the more intense the back bend will become. If you are feeling very tired and headachy, it might be nice to bring your elbows farther forward and to rest your forehead in the palm of your hands, helping to initiate the parasympathetic nervous system. And if you ever need help getting into a posture or just not sure how to make it work, please feel free to give me a wave so I can come over and assist you. On a physical note, it's important to recreate the bending ability of our backs, which we can do in Sphinx. On an energetic pranic layer, we allow for the energy to freely move through the spine, encouraging spine health and encouraging an even flow of energetics. For this sheath or kosha, I will invite you to become aware of your breath, to notice moment to moment where the breath is at. It may be helpful to count the length of your inhales and the length of your exhales. And any time you notice that you have lost count, without judgment, without attachment, just begin again. Notice where your mind is at. And if it's wandered, label it as wandering and return to the breath. Deep breath in through the nose, let it go through the mouth. Deep breath in, let it go. One more. Slow.
slowly widen your elbows, first releasing your head if you have it. If lying on your belly is comfortable, feel free to lie down onto the belly. If not, feel free to flip over onto the back. Maybe consider rocking the hips from side to side, releasing anything from the lower back. Eventually, bring your awareness to your lower belly. May I be grateful for my energetic body. May I be grateful for my energetic body. When you feel ready, bend your knees and gently swish your feet from side to side. And when you feel ready, press up into tabletop. If your knees tend to get a little cranky, feel free to double fold over your mat. There's two options for the next posture. Option one is melting heart. So if you are looking for a stretch through the front of the pectorals, both of these are great for the breath body because they open a part of the lung area. So front of the pectorals is option one with melting heart, where both hands will come farther forward. You'll keep your hips stacked above your knees and you'll melt your heart down to the earth. If that doesn't seem nice today, then feel free to come into child pose. Whatever your version is, knees together, knees apart, doesn't matter. And sink your hips back towards your heels. And release your forehead to the ground. If you're experiencing any lower back discomfort, then I strongly suggest child pose. And just notice the quality of the breath. Notice as it moves. Can you maybe try to watch the breath as it moves through the entire body? Knowing that there really is no start, nor is there an end.
that.
If it's wandered with as much love and kindness as you can show to yourself, redirect the awareness to the breath. Visualize where the breath moves. Observing maybe with a newfound appreciation for the breath. Deep breath in through the nose, let it go through the mouth. Deep breath in, let it go. One more. Bring your hands under your shoulders, slowly press yourself up. If you're in child's pose, I request that you lift one knee and then the other back to center instead of dragging them together. Move any way your body needs you to move before coming into your next mini shavasana. To complete the pranamaya kosha, we'll make the sound of ooh together. First a cleansing breath in through the nose and out through the mouth. And then inhale. Pranamaya kosha, the layer of the mind, of thought. My invitation to you for this layer will continually be to draw your awareness down to the lower belly, into the gut, into the second mind. out of our range of perpetual thought. When you feel ready, move any way your body requests you to move. And find your way up onto hands and knees. Once again, if your knees tend to be sensitive, I invite you to bring something underneath them. Bring your knees and your feet together. Big toes maybe come to touch. Curl your toes under as though you were going to come into downward facing dog and slowly come to sitting back onto the heels. Notice right away the sensations. If this is too intense, you are always welcome to lean forwards or even to bring your hands down to the ground while still trying to keep your toes tucked under. And notice the mind. Maybe consider bringing your hands to your lower belly. And anytime you notice that your mind has begun to wander, gently press the hands into the lower belly, redirecting the awareness downward. I promise we will not stay here for 5 minutes. But this pose is one of my favorites for the Manomaya Kosha, because it generally brings up so much thought. And so this is where you get to begin to examine, do I believe these thoughts? Or are they just thoughts? And anytime you notice that your mind is starting to spin into this, oh my goodness, what is she making me do? Then bring your awareness down into the lower belly. Release your hands down to the ground. And we're going to come out of this exceptionally slowly all together. So begin to, still keeping your toes tucked, bring your hands farther in front of you and slowly shift your hips upwards. Notice for a moment the rush of energy, maybe down the legs and into the feet. And lift one foot up. Begin to make some slow ankle circles one way and then the other way. And then begin to scrunch the toes and release them. Doing that 2 or 3 times. And once you feel complete, release the foot down to the ground and lift the other foot up, starting first with circles. And notice where the mind is at now. Does it feel a deep sense of relief? Has it calmed once again, scrunching the toes? Our next pose that we will come into is pigeon. But if you would first like to come into downward facing dog as a bit of a counter pose to toe stretch, then please feel free to do so. With pigeon, it does not matter which leg you start with. I just request that you see if you can stay upright for 3 full rounds of breath. And really bring awareness to the mind. And once you've completed your 3 rounds of breath, then feel free to settle yourself down to whatever depth feel most appropriate. If you have a knee issue or a hip issue and you're unsure of how to work around that, please let me know. Spoken about so much of our experiences is stored within the hips. So continually returning to the Manomaya Kosha, the mind layer. Anytime you notice that thoughts have begun to wander, redirecting the awareness down to the lower belly. Regardless of whether you need to redirect your awareness once or 15,000 times, know that each time you create space away from thought, notice where the mind is at. And if needed, redirect your awareness to the lower belly. Thank you.
deep breath in. Let it go. One more. Bring your hands underneath your shoulders. It's entirely your choice as to whether you roll out or whether you come into downward facing dog first. Eventually find your way into your next mini shavasana. Know that there's no rush. Bring your hands or your awareness to your lower belly. When you feel ready, move any way your body needs you to move. Eventually finding your way into your second side of pigeon, or if you're doing pigeon on your back, sticking with that. And know that as an added treat, because you pick the side, the second side is usually more intense. So staying up in pigeon for 3 full breaths. Just noticing all of the little aspects of the posture. And then when you feel ready, make your way down into whatever comfortable version feels appropriate. And this last posture will be done entirely in silence. And so I invite you to continually notice. Redirect the awareness down to the belly. And if you forget to do so, offering yourself love and kindness.
through the nose. Let it go through the mouth. Deep breath in. Let it go. Last one. Bring your hands back underneath your shoulders. Slowly press yourself up. It's your choice, however you choose to move before finding your way into your final shavasana. Manamaya Kosha, you will take the sound E. First a cleansing breath in through the nose and out through the mouth. And inhale. Final shavasana, we move to the Dhyanamaya Kosha, the kosha where there is simply innate wisdom. If you notice your mind wandering, simply use any of the techniques we've done today. Or any other that you may find comforting. Oh. your heart, one hand to your belly. If that's not comfortable, your hands can go wherever you feel they will be of most benefit. Letting go of the wisdom body, moving directly to our true nature of bliss. In this short meditation, I invite you to see if you can have your awareness remain within yourself. And as with all other layers, if you begin to lose the awareness, redirect it back. Invite small movement into your fingers and toes. Trying to retain any stillness that may be within. When it feels appropriate, begin to make some larger movements, perhaps stretching, allowing for all the small crackles and pops. When it feels appropriate, taking as much time as needed, roll gently to your right side. Using helping hands, press yourself up to a seated position. Have the hands find their way in front of your heart. Sense into the love within your own heart for yourself. Express gratitude to yourself. Showing up continually. And for striving to be the best version of yourself. We'll close our class with one Om. And through Shanti, inhale to Om. Namaste to your neighbors.